You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. With a last-minute gift from the weather, tens of thousands of people gathered in northwest Wisconsin over the weekend for this year's American Birkebeiner Ski Festival. Organizers say last-minute snowfall allowed them to race the entire Cable to Hayward course this year after being forced to create a looped course last year due to inadequate snowfall. In addition to being a local favorite event for decades, the annual race has been a major economic boost for the region. Officials say it brings in about $25 million of economic impact. Duluth residents are being asked to provide feedback on the proposed Mesaba Avenue Bridge repair project. The Minnesota Department of Transportation will host a public meeting on the project on Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. in the Duluth Public Library Green Room. The project is currently estimated to cost about $2 million and would see bridge repair work on the Michigan Street Bridge and the Mesaba Avenue Bridge. Construction on the project is expected to start in 2026, and the bridge repair work would force detours for area residents. The Wisconsin Beef Council is accepting nominations for this year's Wisconsin Best Burger Contest. Residents have until March 21st to nominate their favorite burger for the honor, with the organization revealing the 8 restaurants receiving the most nominations in April. After narrowing the contest down to 8, a secret panel of judges will travel the state and make their final decision on which restaurant has the best burger in Wisconsin. Guidelines for the nomination can be found online, and residents can only make one nomination. A Cameron man was arrested and charged with possessing methamphetamine and threatening a law enforcement officer on Thursday. According to court documents, 38-year-old Andrew Matthews was charged in Barron County Circuit Court following a traffic stop. Authorities say he was pulled over because his vehicle's exhaust system was too loud, and a K-9 unit alerted officers to the presence of drugs in the vehicle. He also allegedly threatened the officer who arrested him while on the way to jail. Matthews faces up to 6 years in prison. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin has joined another multi-state lawsuit, this time to protect the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. In the lawsuit filed with 22 other states, the coalition argues that the dismantling of the CFPB would cause significant harm to consumers and block enforcement of federal consumer protection laws. The agency oversees big banks, lenders, and credit companies to protect residents from aggressive business practices. The CFPB was formed in the wake of the Great Recession. Wisconsin wildlife experts are warning residents not to post the locations of rare birds on social media to avoid bird watchers flocking to the area. Residents in the northern areas of the state have seen an increase in the number of snowy owl sightings this year, and officials say crowds of people gathering to snap a picture of the majestic birds could be stressful and dangerous for them. If residents do happen across one of the owls, they should watch from a distance. Those lucky bird watchers should also avoid posting the precise location of the owls online. An arrest warrant was issued for a Rice Lake woman charged with vehicular homicide on Thursday. According to court documents, 56-year-old Patricia Cronquist was charged with homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle in relation to the collision on Highway 53 that killed a 71-year-old driver from Menominee. Authorities allege Cronquist was traveling at 70 to 80 miles per hour, passing other vehicles in a construction zone and swerving through tubular construction markers when the collision occurred. She was airlifted to an Eau Claire hospital. A Duluth man has been sentenced to nearly 20 years in prison for conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine and fentanyl. According to court documents, 34-year-old Jonathan Eric Thompson was sentenced to 210 months in prison and 5 years of supervised release on the charge on Wednesday. Thompson was arrested in November of 2023 when law enforcement authorities executed a search warrant at his apartment, recovering around 850 grams of methamphetamine and 568 grams of fentanyl. A Republican-sponsored education funding bill passed the Wisconsin State Assembly this week. The bill would require school districts to spend 70% of its operating expenses in the classroom. Those expenses would include teacher salaries, tuition, and instructional supplies, as well as things like athletic programs and extracurricular activities. The spending requirement would not include things like transportation, staff training, or food services. Districts could risk losing state aid payments if they don't meet the bill requirements. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to participate in this year's Wisconsin Conservation Congress annual spring hearing process. The hearing process gives residents the opportunity to make suggestions to state officials by introducing a local resolution. Residents will be allowed to submit two resolutions per year, and they must be of statewide impact, be practical and achievable, and align with the mission of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress. Submissions will be accepted through February 24th. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks beat the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 10 at the half, but came back strong in the fourth quarter, defeating the Miami Heat 120-113. Giannis and Damian Lillard were limited, but that opened the door for players like Kyle Kuzma and Kevin Porter Jr., known as Kuz and Scoot. Doc Rivers:
I think Scoot scored a couple of times, then Kuz gets a rebound, breaks out, creates a basket, then Scoot goes back to it. Just gives us a lot of speed, and we try to make sure we have one roller, and I think it's a good fit.
The Bucks head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. College hoops: the Badgers now 21-6 after losing to Oregon in overtime Saturday. They host Washington 8 p.m. tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Marquette is at home tomorrow night against Providence. The Golden Eagles have lost four of their last six games. And the Milwaukee Panthers losing to Robert Morris 72-59. Robert Morris in first place in the Horizon League. The Panthers dropped to fifth. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. More odd yet not surprising news from the Kanye West camp. The New York Post reports that those close to Kanye say he is inhaling nitrous oxide, or laughing gas. Love that stuff. The Post reports that the drug was a major issue between West and recently estranged wife Bianca Censori. According to the Post, West reps are blaming his dentist, Thomas Connolly, for getting him hooked on nitrous again because it messes up his memory, adding that Connolly wants to steal millions of dollars from the rapper. How much cash does Kanye carry on him when he goes to the dentist? Yeah, I'm talking to you. One of the most famous scenes from the film Taxi Driver was Robert De Niro's character, Travis Bickle, asking that very question. De Niro recently appeared on Live with Mark and Kelly and said the whole scene was improvised. Bobby D was nominated for an Oscar for the role. Plans for a sequel to Taxi Driver were ultimately scrapped in 2013 because Martin Scorsese was unhappy with the script. Apparently, there were not enough ad-libs in the world to save it. Trust fund kid Elon Musk has drawn a lot of political criticism lately, but now he's under fire for being a bad parent from his own father. Errol Musk appeared on the Wide Awake podcast and said that his son will probably shoot him for saying this, but Elon is not a good father. This comes after rumors that Musk had fathered a 13th child, somehow with 16 women. Should probably fact check that. It's important to note that just a couple years ago, Errol Musk admitted to having a second child with his stepdaughter, who was only 4 years old when he married the child's mother, according to Rolling Stone. Errol and the girl's mom have two children of their own, as Musk apparently wanted his future baby mama to have playmates. For the record, Rolling Stone also reported that Elon Musk is not a fan of his father. He called him a terrible human being who has done every evil thing or crime you could possibly imagine, which is probably why they decided not to have kids together. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. The Andy Griffith Show is one of the most beloved sitcoms of all time. The show's cast included the title character Andy Griffith, Don Knotts as Sheriff Barney Fife, and Ron Howard, who started on the show at the age of 5 and played Andy's son Opie for 8 seasons. The 70-year-old Howard, who is now a director, posted a photo of himself with Griffith and Knotts from a movie set in the late 90s on Instagram last week with a caption that revealed that Howard and Knotts were actually distant cousins. Well, that's kind of cool. There is finally some clarity regarding the notable absences from last week's Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary no-shows: Dan Aykroyd, Bill Hader, and Dana Carvey. And none of it involved snubbing or bad blood. Aykroyd and Hader apparently had previous commitments, and it was just revealed that Dana Carvey could not fly because he had the flu, which makes sense because he was on the show recently portraying Joe Biden. All three men vowed to be there for the 100th.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs near 50 degrees. Cloudy tonight, 30. Mostly sunny and highs in the mid-40s on Tuesday. Tuesday night, we'll see some rain with lows around 33. For Wednesday, chance of rain, then mostly cloudy and a high near 45.
It's 39 at our studios.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.